I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report. The Asian ruins in Petra, Jordan are amongst the most spectacular in the world. Melanie Reppes is with us today to talk about where they filmed the movie Indiana Jones.
Yes, you're right, Stephen. They did film Indiana Jones there, and it's the number one tourist attraction in the whole country of Jordan. And I've got to admit, probably my favorite if I went back to Jordan, which I hope to do. I'd definitely go back to Petra. You can spend days and days and days. This is a city that was built about 2,000 years ago, 1st century AD. We don't have anything nearly as old as that here in North America. You know, here we get a building that's 100 years old, and we put a plaque on it and call it historic. Over there in Petra, this is a 2,000-year-old city, complete with everything from palaces and staircases, even a basilica, a marketplace, funeral chambers, all kinds of things. And for anybody interested in archaeology or history or just where they filmed a movie, being really on a movie set, Petra's definitely the place to go. It's extraordinary. Actually, you know, what's really amazing, too, about Petra is what, you know, you can see when you're walking through there. The Bedouins used to live in Petra. They no longer do, but they still bring their camels there, and you can rent a camel if your sort of feet are a bit weary, which mine, I must say, were a bit on the tired side, so I got on the back of a camel to tour the rest of it. You can buy all kinds of local Bedouin handicrafts, all kinds of things that have to do with Jordan. There's all kinds of books and maps and everything to make your stay at Jordan really, really incredible and really give you the experience of a lifetime. It's truly the adventure of a lifetime.
The number to call for Jordan tourism information, 1-877-C-JORDAN. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual Better Road, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report, recording live at the Fraser Hickson Library in my hometown, Montreal, with Melanie Reffers, who went to Jordan. Now, if you visit our website at twc.ca, you're going to notice a great picture of Melanie feeding a camel, supposedly. Apparently, this camel drank her water bottle. Melanie, tell us this story, please.
I knew that photo would get an awful lot of mileage, and I'm glad it did, actually, because there's camels all over Jordan. That particular one, and you should definitely check out twc.ca for that photo. It's a keeper. I was in Petra, which is the 2,000-year-old city in Jordan, and camels roam all over Petra. People hire them for rides and things. And one came right up to me. I had a water bottle in my hand, as most tourists do, and it actually had the nerve, the camel, to nudge my arm and put its mouth on my water bottle and steal it and start drinking from it. I mean, go figure. I thought camels actually didn't drink water, but this one was a very thirsty critter, and of course, a friend of mine grabbed my camera, took a picture of it right away, and then, of course, when he was finished, he chewed on the bottle, Willem, I forgot to tell you that, for a while. He also does it with Coke cans, apparently, so he chews on the metal, and then he just spit it out. I think the camel kind of is very tourist savvy, and I think that they know they're going to get pictures taken, and maybe somebody will pay their guides to ride them if they kind of steal your water and get themselves into your life that way. But it's a whole lot of fun.
Perhaps he heard that the rock group Oasis had broken up and that he thought he wasn't going to get anything to drink anytime soon. So it was one of those interesting pictures. Check out the pictures that are on our website at twc.ca. I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report.
This has been a NASCAR marketing production.